Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 3rd, 2024. I don't know about you, but always at this time of year, after Halloween, it just seems like the year just flies away. I don't know why. It's always been that way. Next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving, and I guess it's because we're all so busy, but I love Thanksgiving. It means a great deal to me. Maybe one day I'll talk about that. Let's go to this Craig from Los Angeles. He sends me an email. Evidently, he was at the center when I was teaching formally, and he was happy to catch up with me, and he said, "Sounds like the same old Greg talking about things I don't understand." And then he said in this, he's been listening to the podcast, "Who understands who you are and what you're talking about? I never did." And then he said, "But I wish I had." And then he goes into a litany of his very disjointed life. And he always was disjointed. I remember him. He was a money guy. Money, money, money. Money people are always disjointed. I don't know who understands me. It's not important to me. If you understand me, if you have been able to think about what I teach and you've come to a place where you understand it, you have ruined the teachings. And I can guarantee you that you do not understand the gravitas of them. And by the way, they're not my teachings. They are just the teachings, period. The Tao, the teachings of the Buddha, the teachings of Christ consciousness that Jesus taught. These are things that don't belong to a person. You have to understand that. So it really, Craig, it doesn't matter to me if you understand. I try to help my students. I will ask them after a workshop or a retreat, "Do you understand?" And they all, you know, I hear the rocks, you know, going in their head, going forward and backwards and making noise. They don't understand. They can only grasp what their intellect will allow them to grasp. They will only understand, quote unquote, what their vanity, their pride, their ego will allow them to understand. That's the best they'll ever do if they're going to go to their human nature and think that that is all there is. So I can't get involved in all of that. I can't sit there and think to myself, well, they have to get this. If they understand one thing, they need to understand they can't understand, and to accept what our intellect cannot piece together through logic and reasoning is the mark of a true, true seeker. But those who seek in the manner of their intellect never find. They never awaken. They never realize, because they have to go through a process of genetic pride and, of course, the fear that's in DNA. And what I offer is the fool's leap. You have to be the kind of person who's had enough of your life and enough of yourself in your life, your ego, all the things that have caused you to live the way you have, where you've had enough. And you're ready for something different at all cost, to take the leap into love, to take the leap into the unknown. That's really what it's all about. But most people don't get that. Let me read you something from the Tao, Craig. "The wise set their hearts upon the essence rather than what surrounds it. They choose the fruit, not the flower. And they prefer what is within to that which is without." Now, not a lot of people can do that. Not a lot of people would be willing to do that. But that's the means and the way. And it isn't something I've conjured up. It's something that I have practiced over and over. You got to trust wisdom, and we don't trust wisdom. Wisdom is contrary to desire, ambition, pride, and vanity. And that's what most of us are about. And because that is the way we live, it makes it impossible to understand. Understand me? I don't think so. I would prefer a person join me. Join me in the process of the light. And dance with me in the light, to hear the music that most people can't hear, and to dance in that music no matter what. I don't think there are many people who are much interested in that, because it would mean sacrifice. The sacrifice of ambition and pride, vanity, just the assurance that we think we know. The great problem in human beings is certainty. People believe in their certainty. They're certain of this, they're certain of that. But they don't really realize, nor do they understand, that that certainty eventually becomes an enigma to them, becomes a problem. For instance, I've been a teacher a long, long time. And I have watched people tell their mate or fall in love, quote unquote, with a person. And they think they're in love. And then when they think they're in love, they think that in that love, they will live forever. But they don't. And what they don't understand is the mechanism that made them fall in love, quote unquote, emotionally, psychologically, will also be the same mechanism that will make them hate that very person. Jerry Steinfeld had a joke, and I was listening to him, and it was pretty funny when he said, marriage is the art, I'm paraphrasing this, of communicating and saying things to your mate that don't tell them how much you really hate them. And I understand that. I've done tons of counseling on this with people. After a while, the very mechanism that made you fall in love with that man or that woman will be the mechanism of your discontent. And I promise you, it will happen. But who sees that? Who can understand that? We just don't get that. We don't understand it. It doesn't make any real, quote unquote, sense to us. So we don't do much with it. But that is the means of the way we live. So when you understand even the fragment of what I just said, then Craig, you will understand that most people don't understand me. But I want you to understand for yourself, that doesn't matter to me. I am not in the understanding business. That's not what I promote. I promote awareness, something beyond human understanding, human contempt, human love. Awareness, to have the awareness of something greater than the ambitions of our body, our mind, and our genetics. This takes a great deal of effort on the part of any one of us who's working on themselves. So if you're not working on yourself, then obviously I have no message for you. But if you're starting to become even remotely curious about working on yourself and what that might mean and what that might entail, then I have your attention. And that's all I really want, Craig, is your attention, your full attention. If I get that, if I'm honored enough and privileged enough to get that, then something might happen. But for the most part, with most people in this world, they're skewed in their minds, and they're split in their attentions. They're always looking for something better, sniffing out something better, hoping that there's something better around the corner that they can understand and appreciate. Well, it sounds like you haven't changed much over the years, and I hope you understand that. And I am deeply grateful for your question. And I hope all is well in your life, Craig. And of course, as always, all of you, please forgive me. Namaste.